Greetings, Liddell. This is Bob Rouse, your host of the Grace Radio series Voices. This adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. Our guest today is Councilman Glenn Pichon from District A. Mr. Pichon is considering a new place of service in our community, so we just want to say welcome. Glad you're here.
Thank you for inviting me, sir. It's a pleasure to be here.
You've served the city for a little while in a couple of different capacities, most recently as councilman to District 8, but you've had other public service responsibilities as well.
Yes, sir, that's correct. I was appointed to the Planning and Zoning Commission, and I served 5 years. That's before I got elected to the city council seat, District 8, and I've served about 3.5 years in that position. So total, nearly 9 years of public service. Very, very proud of my years of service in the city of Slidell.
So you served on the Planning and Zoning Commission and then ran for council. What's the difference between being on a Planning and Zoning and being a councilman? Is there any difference in those two?
Yes, sir. Big difference. The responsibility. As a councilman, obviously, my two main responsibilities are to approve a budget for the mayor and to make ordinances that the city's citizens of Slidell have to live by. So very important job, much greater responsibility.
What motivated you for public service? Why did you want to do that?
Great question. When I was a kid, I never intended to be a so-called politician. When I was younger, I wanted to give back. And so I joined a Key Club organization by Kiwanis. It's sponsored by Kiwanis. And we did various community projects, community service projects in the city. Became a mentor at 18, and that kind of got me involved and really committed to giving back. And that kind of inspired me to do more. The current councilman at that time was Lionel Washington, mm-hmm. and he kind of noticed what I was doing in the community, and he kind of took me under his wings and said, you know, son, you're doing a great job out there. You know where the need is. You're addressing that, but you should consider politics because great resources here, and you can maybe marry the need with the resource. So he got me involved. I attended some meetings. This was back in 1999, 2000. Felt like it was something that I could do, and I felt like I had something to offer. So that's what kind of got me started.
Okay. Well, you've served as city council. Tell me a little bit about your life personally. I believe you were raised in Slidell, so I guess we'd call you a native Slidellian.
That's what they say. I always tell people, you'd have to melt me down and pour me out of this town. You know, I've lived here. I'm 45 years old. I've lived here most of my life. Uh-huh. Fellowship at Tabernacle Missionary Baptist Church under Pastor Favre. So God is a centerpiece in my life, guides me in everything that I do, a very important piece of my life. I grew up in a very devout Catholic household. I was raised partly by my maternal grandparents, and they ran the house. It was a tight ship. Everyone had responsibilities. Just a quick side story, I visited one of my cousins once, and he was ironing money.
Ironing money?
Ironing money, that's okay. Right. And he raised up his mattress, and he threw about $20 in ones under his mattress, and he had about $200 in there. And I said, where'd you get that money? He says, that's my allowance. I said, allowance, what's that? He says, well, I get that for cutting grass and taking the trash out. And I'm thinking, I said, well, I do the same things. I never got any money for that. So I couldn't wait to get home to tell my grandmother. I said, Grandma, I said, I want to get allowance now. She says, you already get allowance. I said, no, I don't get any allowance. She says, well, what about when you turn that light switch on? Do the lights come on? I said, yes, ma'am. She says, when you turn the faucet on, does water come out of it? I said, yes, ma'am. She says, how about when you open the refrigerator? Is there food in there? I said, yes, ma'am. She says, well, that's your allowance.
good solid old-fashioned thinking.
Yes, sir.
I love it.
So, you know, being raised in that environment, they try to instill very old, you know, timeless values and morals in us.
Absolutely.
We got down on our knees every night. We prayed. We blessed everybody we knew. It was an important part of our lives. Like I said, everybody had chores in the house. We all had a job. We never got paid for it, but we did get paid for it.
Sure.
So it was a really rich upbringing, and I'm glad to experience that. We had a tight-knit community. I grew up on the south side of town in Lincoln Park community, tight-knit, had an abundance of friends and family. Went through the school system here, Terrell's Kindergarten all the way to LSU in Baton Rouge. I received a Bachelor of Science there in 1996. If I had time, I would name every one of my teachers because they had such a tremendous influence on my life and always challenged me, from Miss Nelson and Miss Crawford at Terrell's Kindergarten all the way to Dr. Batista and Dr. Siebling at LSU. So I love to learn, I love to read, and just constantly love the challenge.
Awesome. You're married? You have children?
I'm married and a father of five.
Wonderful.
Proud father, proud husband.
So what you've learned from your maternal grandmother, you're no doubt passing on to your children.
Yes, yes. It's a must. I always say values and morals shouldn't, although times change, values and morals should not change.
Amen.
They should remain constant.
Amen. So
yes,
continuing to serve the current community, but also building into the future leaders of our community and of America.
That's right, and that's very important, what we leave behind, the legacy that we leave. And that's why this upcoming election is so important.
Okay.
Because it's going to set the tone for Slidell for the next 20, 30 years, I think. We're at a crossroads. I think what we do now is going to dictate or define Slidell for another 20 years. So it's a critical election, and I feel like I have the right, I've built the right relationships, I've gained the right experience, you know, to deliver the highest level of service to the citizens of Slidell. So that's why I decided to run at large.
You work with an excellent administration over your first term in city council, and a great council as well. But I've heard it said in some of the forums that we've attended that we're at a turning point. This is the fulcrum. This is probably the most important time frame in the city of Slidell's life than we've seen in a while. Could you maybe address that for us and help us to understand why is this such a pivotal time?
Yes, sir.
In our community?
I think the challenge or the threat to the economy is going to dictate how we grow or not grow from here on out, because we see the trend in online shopping and the decline of our big box stores, where the city actually receives a huge portion of its revenue stream. In fact, without the bond issue, the city receives about 60% of their revenue stream from ad valorem, from property taxes and sales tax. I don't know about you, but I don't like putting all of my eggs in one basket. So the time is now to diversify that revenue stream so that we're not so dependent and relying on tax. So every year in the city of New Orleans, about 10 million people visit that city, with an average of a $6 billion economic impact. Now, we're tied to that city, and we're only 25 minutes away from that city. So I would like to see us get more and involved with the conferencing and tourism industry. Okay. as a way to diversify that revenue stream, and also distribution. You know, we're at a crossroads. Everybody says it. You hear it all the time. I-10, 1259, waterways, rail, and with an expanding airport. So we have an opportunity, I think, to capitalize on the distribution industry. So those things, anything to lessen the reliance on the sales tax and property tax. So that's why I think we're at a crossroads now, because if we don't do anything now, we don't know where the economy is going to go. Globally, nationally, any fluctuation in those economies directly affects the city of Slidell.
You know, I've seen some surveys taken in recent months. St. Tammany Parish is in for some real growth, both in Covington and Mandeville. Do you think we'll get our fair share of that growth? And what kind of growth would you like to see in our end of the parish?
Well, the biggest threat to the economy and growth is flood protection, or lack of flood protection.
Okay.
It's a hard sell to people wanting to invest in the city, which 90% of the city is below I-12, in some type of flood zone designation. It's a hard sell. So until the flood wall, the levee is completed and certified by the Army Corps of Engineers, we don't have a great opportunity to sell the city, to attract the kind of an investment that it would take to help our economy and diversify that revenue stream.
I know that the state has designated some funds. A large portion of what's happening today is from the state. Do you see other opportunities to continue to build on the levee who's there? And what do you think it's going to take to get that certification that you talked about?
I think it's going to take a united political effort from local leadership, parish, statewide level, to really put some pressure on the government to demand that we have this levy completed and certified, because we saw what happened in New Orleans when their levy was completed. There's been an uptick in business and investment in that city. The same thing can happen here. Like I say, the business owners are not going to take that risk to invest in Slidell with that hazard. So we have to address that first.
Well, some of the other basic issues in our parish, in our city, the Slidell Police Department is nationally accredited. Fire District Number 1 just recently got an increase in their class from Class 3 to Class 2, which puts money in all of our pockets in terms of saving for insurance. So there's a lot of good things that are going on. You talked about working cooperatively. The police department does their thing, which helps the fire department to do their thing, and all of it together with just a good attitude in the city and good leadership, networking and working together, that's going to help us, at least in my little way of looking at things. Seems like that's all going to go together to help us to get that investment that we need.
I totally agree. I have the privilege of attending Citizens Academy, Police Academy, and also the Firemen's Academy. So I went through both of those programs just to learn the ins and outs of those departments, because obviously I'm working very closely with them and, sure, and everything they do to keep our citizens safe. I think we do have some opportunity there to promote not only the police department and fire department, but also great schools. Great quality of life, great culture, family-oriented, faith-based culture we enjoy here in the city. So I like to see Slidell promote Slidell. I know we're kind of tied to the parish now with their economic development, but I'd like to see Slidell promote Slidell more as a place to maybe come and build a new home. Because if you build a home to base flood elevation, a raised home, the flood insurance is no more expensive in Slidell than it is in Montana. And if you build a home here, you get to enjoy all the amenities that we have here. Great PD, great fire department, great school system, great communities. I believe in investing on the front end and people. And so what I've done is taken two defunct resident associations in my district, Park Place and Lincoln Park. We brought them back. We got people involved in bringing those back. That's right. Awesome. Now they're active.
And you asked them to reestablish themselves.
Oh, we went out. I went out to the old presidents of those organizations and said, look, you guys are important. You're frontline defense. We need you back. And the people got motivated and they showed up and they reorganized. And we even have a new organization in Salmon Addition that never had an association in its history. So now all these associations, I have six in my district, and now every single one of them participate in Night Out Against Crime. So it's just been a litter prevention, keeps Slidell beautiful, does their biannual events. All these associations are participating in these events. We want people out. We want people involved, and just to take advantage of Slidell and say, look, I have a vested interest in this town. It's my town. I want to do as much as I can. So my job is to motivate folks and keep them positive and keep them involved. And so I enjoy that.
It's amazing listening to you talk. I don't know of many politicians who would ask for the public's input. You know, if my phone doesn't ring, this is good. I'm going to get a good night's sleep. But you're asking homeowner groups, you know, call me, talk to me, tell me what's going on. Yeah. And if the group's not there, you've taken steps to put it there. That's some pretty extraordinary leadership. Right. Not only do we have an empowered police department, an empowered fire department, but we have an empowered citizenry.
That's right. 14 throughout the city, 14 associations.
Really?
And one of the commitments I've made to the city is if I'm elected, I will join every association in the city, because I seek input. If I don't know what the people want, I can't do my job. That's why I'm out there aggressively, always pursuing and just getting involved and seeking input from people. It's very important for me to do my job. I mean, I can't do it without that information.
Amen. But what a great forward thinking way to approach it, not only as a servant to do public service, but also asking for input. How can I serve you? What would you have me do? What do we need? What can I do better?
That's my job. I take pride in that. That's my job. That's what I do. That's why I went for this. And there's some great people in the city. I mean, I've met people who served in World War II. I mean, people who have all these amazing stories. So I enjoy meeting people. And just to get out and see what kind of really diverse and great people we have here in the city, you know, that makes me proud to serve Slidell. So I want to do a good job for the people. I don't want to let the people down. Too many people are relying on me to do a great job, so, in representing them.
Well, I didn't really give it much thought, but until this election, but this at-large position for council at-large, this is a pretty important decision, working with the district councils to bring unity, cohesive, and it sounds like you've got the tools to do that.
I think so. Like I said, we've worked with many organizations and many people, built some great partnerships, local, parish, state level, and we can deliver an effective leadership to the people. That's important, to be able to get issues resolved. Get on the phone and say, you know, I can call this person right now to address your issue. So that's big with me, to be able to do that. So, you know, building these relationships, I feel like, you know, we can deliver that service that people expect. One more thing I would like to hit on the at-large seat. I think the at-large seat was originally included in the charter as a training ground, so to speak, to prepare potential mayoral candidates.
Okay.
Because you have the opportunity to work on a citywide level. Still one vote on the council, still same salary, no increase there. However, you get to mediate between district issues, learn about the whole city. We have $100 million in infrastructure repairs on the south side of town, another $12 million for road repairs throughout the city. Being there from the beginning of those projects, their inception to their completion, is important. So I want to work with the public, keep them informed, just so that there's less of a detrimental impact on their daily lives. So that's important, to be able to work on these huge citywide issues.
Well, infrastructure is important because it's something that touches us every day. Do you have any idea for quality of life initiatives that might just continue to make this the most desirable place in Louisiana to live?
Sure. I rely on the people. I rely on the people's input. I don't just sometimes, but I don't often wake up with an idea. Most of the ideas that we have and we bring to the administration come from people. And people have given me some great ideas. One thing, in fact, people were saying when I was running for office the first time, they said, well, you know, we could use more job fairs in the city. Especially for ex-offenders. You know, people are getting home and they don't have anything to do. And so I reached out to a friend I had at LA Workforce, and we worked our first job fair the very first year I was elected. And that attracted 50 employers and about 200 potential employees. And the stipulation for those employers was that they had to be willing to hire ex-offenders or disabled veterans. So this is the fourth year we'll have that job fair in the city. The city hosted at the Municipal Auditorium. We're also going to add a resume building an interview skills day prior to that event. So, you know, all these ideas and all these things that we're doing of them come from the citizens of Slidell. Other folks expressed a need for more recreational opportunities. So I get on the phone with the superintendent. I say, Mr. Foles, you know, folks here would like to bring recreation back to the community. So he opened the right doors for me. And last year we had our first summer recreation after 20 years of not having it at St. Tammany Junior High School. So, and it also had an educational component to it. So we work with Boys and Girls Club, superintendent, school board to make this a reality. So it's about forward thinking and moving the city forward and, like I said, getting ideas and input from the citizens. Tell me what you want to see. Put me to work. Put this man to work.
I love it. Well, you certainly give us some great things to think about. Is there anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today that the people listening might want to know about?
I'm just excited about this opportunity, the opportunity to serve citywide. I feel like I'm ready for this challenge. I don't want to sit on the District A seat for four more years. I want the next big challenge, and I think this is it. It gives me an opportunity to work on, like I said, citywide issues that affect everybody, and we've built the right partnerships, gained the right experience. My knowledge of the city keeps growing every day, so we feel like we can be very effective in that seat.
Awesome.
Yes,
awesome.
Sir.
Well, if there are people listening today that would like to be in touch with you, how can they find you?
Quite easily. You can call the city council office at 646-4307, or you can call me directly, 985-290-5057. Every issue is completely private and personal, and I'll work as hard as I can to resolve the issue that's presented to me.
Well, thank you for your time today. It's certainly been enlightening to talk to you, for your experience, for your vision, for your faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the display of that in your life. So I'm grateful for the time we spent. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Samuel. My pleasure.
And thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio. We want to hear from you. Give us a call at 985-250-1037. Send us a text. Leave us a comment. We want to hear from you. We'd encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio Slidell, and see what's going on with the station. We also ask you to check out our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. Check on our programming, comments people make, and also it's a place where you can make tax-deductible donations to support the station. Again, give us a call at 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again for Voice of Slidell Daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.